Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the fruit of long-suffering in your life. Long-suffering means that you are slow to anger. Long-suffering is a spiritual force from within. It's a force that never gives up. It sees things to the end. It is long-suffering in the spite of suffering of circumstances or situations that you're dealing with in life. And this is one of the fruit of the Spirit. This fruit is applied in our dealings with people as well as realizing the promises of God in our life. Now, we've already seen that God's nature is one of long-suffering. When God made His covenant, He proclaimed His long-suffering. And God is long-suffering. He's not willing that any should perish. He wants us to walk in covenant relationship with Him and see the promises of God come to pass in our life. Moses interceded after the murmuring of the people, and he declared that the Lord is long-suffering. And He certainly was. He would always forgive their iniquity and pardon their sin and always come and to their aid and bring them out of bondage, praise God, because of the intercession of Moses and others. God is a God of long-suffering. He delights in mercy, not in judgment. In Psalms 86:15, we saw that He's full of compassion, grace, and long-suffering, plenteous in mercy. God's long-suffering because He wants you to overcome. And He is ready to pour out His mercy, His love and action towards you. God's slow to anger. And it's important to realize that He never forsakes us. He never leaves us. He's a God who doesn't quit on people. He's a God who is slow to wrath. In fact, the Bible says that we are to be the same way. If we're slow to wrath, we are of great understanding. Those that are slow to anger will appease or stop strife. Those that are slow to anger are better than the mighty, praise God. God wants us to be long-suffering. If we're not long-suffering, then we're going to be one who reacts and usually gets in the flesh and gets mad and upset. Pride is something that will cause a person to get angry easily because you react from self. Long-suffering is better in spirit is better than the proud in spirit, the Bible says. In Joel 2, we saw the scripture when the land was in desolation, and this speaks of the fact that a person's life may not be going right. There may be many problems, much bondage, many curses upon them. Praise God, God is long-suffering. And He's looking for you to turn to Him and deal with your heart, deal with all your attitudes. He wants to see repentance come in your life. God is long-suffering. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance, praise God. Remember, long-suffering delights in mercy, not in judgment on people. Remember Jonah? He was angry and he was upset because God repented of destroying Nineveh. Well, the people repented and God is long-suffering. He didn't want to bring the judgment on the people. He delighted in mercy, praise God, and he repented of bringing the destruction upon Nineveh. We saw the scripture in Matthew chapter 18 where we see that long-suffering always forgives from the heart. And this has got to be our attitude, that we're always going to forgive from the heart. Why? Because God, of course, has forgiven us of our sins. Long-suffering does not hold grudges. It is not going to hold an unforgiving attitude within. In fact, from Romans 2, we saw that long-suffering shows the goodness of God to bring one to repentance. It does not judge a person. Remember, if we judge, then that judgment will come upon us. The fruit of long-suffering is going to endure the vessels or the people that are walking in wrong ways. It's going to endure all things. The Bible says that the fruit of long-suffering endures the vessels of wrath who were fitted for destruction. Those are the people that are walking in sin, that are bringing curses upon them, that are giving place to the devil and are drawing destruction. But praise God, we've got to maintain that fruit of long-suffering. 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is long-suffering. Love endures everything. That shows the fruit of long-suffering in your life. and we're to walk with long-suffering at all times. And when we walk with long-suffering, it needs to be with joyfulness. We saw at the end of the last broadcast in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, where Paul is praying for the church at Colossae, and he desires or made his legal demand that they might be filled with a knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, that they would be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Now that's the will of God. But he did this in praying for them, it said, to unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. As we're praying for others, we need to do it with patience, that steadfastness, and long-suffering with joyfulness. Whenever you do things, be sure you have the joy of the Lord. Long-suffering should not be just gritting my teeth and just doing things because I have to. We are doing things because we have joy in doing it. And we're going to be long-suffering. I'll tell you, God's been long-suffering toward us. Think of the times when we didn't listen to him, or think of the times when he had to keep speaking to you and through all different types of means to get you to the place of understanding or bring you to the place of repentance. I'll tell you, God is a God who is long-suffering, and we must be the same towards every person. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says this, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against you, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you." Now this is something that we're to put on. We're to put on mercy and kindness and humbleness and meekness. We're also supposed to put on long-suffering, praise God. And when you are long-suffering, you are going to forbear or hold up one another. You are going to have a long-suffering attitude towards a person. And remember that we're the ones who are supposed to do it. It's our responsibility to put it on. It's your responsibility to walk in long-suffering in your life. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14, the Bible says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient or long-suffering toward all men." Now, in dealing with people, that's not supposed to say we sit around and we just do nothing. No, we need to deal with them. If people that are unruly, we need to warn them. Give them the Word of God, tell them the truth, warn them that if they continue in that way, that destruction will come, that the devil will have place in their life. But at the same time, we don't write them off. We are long-suffering towards all men. We comfort the feeble-minded. You know, some people get frustrated with people that are feeble. Feeble-minded, those that aren't walking in the power of God or don't grasp hold of things, you should not be that way. You should be long-suffering towards every person. And you should support the weak. We should always support the weak and work to strengthen them and help them get built up. Be long-suffering towards all men. Very important. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. The Bible says, "Howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering, for a pattern to them which would hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." God was long-suffering towards Paul. Remember, Paul said he was the chief of sinners. And he's saying here, this is an example to us all of the long-suffering of God. God was long-suffering towards his sin. In fact, it's so important to realize that God does not write us off. I mean, Paul was continuing to do all kinds of destruction. He said, "I'm the chief of sinners." Yet, Jesus Christ showed all long-suffering. And that certainly is a pattern for every one of us who believe on him to life everlasting. Remember, though, that doesn't mean that you're not going to suffer the consequences of your sin. If you give place to the devil, yeah, the devil's going to work in a person's life. But you must realize God's attitude is he does not give up on people. His attitude is long-suffering towards us until we come to the place of repentance and choose to walk in his ways. And that's the attitude we've got to have towards every person at all times. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says, "Thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience." You see, with Paul, long-suffering was evident in his lifestyle. God wants that established in you. He goes on and says, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. And he says, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If you're going to come through persecution in your life, you have got to develop the fruit of long-suffering. Now, in this country, we haven't had much persecution at all because of the freedom to preach the gospel and to worship freely. But I'll tell you, there may come a time in the future that things might get where there's a lot of persecution. You need to develop the fruit of long-suffering in your life. And any persecution that we might have now, you must be long-suffering. You can't get upset. You can't retaliate. You can't allow yourself to draw back from doing what God wants. He suffered persecution, affliction, all kinds of things came at him, yet he was consistent. He was patient or steadfast. He continued in love. He continued in faith. And he was long-suffering towards all men. And that's got to be our attitude as well. Praise God. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, the Bible says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Now, how are we going to deal with people? We're going to reprove, we're going to rebuke, and we're going to exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Be sure that when you're speaking the word to people to correct them, it's going to be with an attitude of long-suffering. Otherwise, you just don't kind of threaten them and tell them, you better do this or you're going to end up going to hell or you're going to have all these big problems upon you and I'm not going to have anything to do with you. That's not the attitude. You need to have a long-suffering attitude. Whenever you correct somebody, it better be with love. You need to reprove them. You need to rebuke them. You do it with gentleness. You exhort them with all long-suffering and with doctrine. Be sure to give them the Word of God. Long-suffering doesn't get into strife. It doesn't get upset with people. It doesn't carry any kind of contentious attitude whatsoever. God wants you to have a correct attitude in ministering to people. Well, we've seen today the fact that love shows forth long-suffering. We're to put on long-suffering. It is our responsibility. Be long-suffering towards all men. Be long-suffering towards sin. And know that as you reprove, rebuke, or exhort, do it with long-suffering to minister life to one another. We're going to talk more on the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize...